This is the I'm a Lutheran column featuring Thomas Gray Johnston. He attends St. Luke Lutheran Church in Charlotte, North Carolina. He's also a senior religious studies major and history minor at Lenoir Rhine University in Hickory, North Carolina. I chose to attend an ELCA university because I dangled my feet into a secular environment, hoping to strengthen my faith, and while it did, something remained amiss. I came to Lenoir Rhine because I wanted to further my Lutheran heritage, and the school soon became home. Initially, I was hesitant about attending an ELCA university because I wanted to attend seminary, but I came to enjoy the experience the university brought. I understood more about my Lutheran heritage, and I became more intertwined with the ELCA. To me, church is a place where everyone comes with a story, whether it's your first time in a church or you've been there for a while. Church is where the small stories we each bring are united into the Christian story that began with Christ's resurrection. Church is also where we come bearing questions, but these questions are wrestled by the congregation. I find grace in knowing when to breathe. I wear too many hats, and I'm usually the point person on different topics. Sometimes the stress gets to my head, and I forget to breathe. I find grace in knowing that when I breathe, the stress diminishes. My religious studies major allows me to expand beyond the confines of my Lutheran identity and engage with different aspects of the Christian faith. It allows me to examine Bible stories through a different lens. The major forces me to wrestle with commonly held convictions I have about Scripture, but it ultimately strengthens my faith and understanding. As I discern a call to Word and Sacrament ministry, I'm reminded of what God has done for us through His Son. Through water, wine, and wheat, we're united with Christ, and Christ gave us living, tangible reminders that He is with us. He also calls us to be light for the world, and that through our interactions we may bear His reflection. My favorite Bible story is Elijah on the mountain following the massacre of the Baal priests. In this story, Elijah flees for his life, and God commands him to wait on the mountain. Various natural disasters happen, but God is not there. God is found in the silence or whisper. When Christians train themselves to silence, they will hear the voice of God. Most people think that young adults can easily be swayed back into the church with marketing and gimmicks. In order to entice young adults back into the church, they should be swayed by compassion and purpose, not a commodified gospel that can be easily sold. The church should remain true to the teachings of Jesus and the commission that He gave us. An issue I'm passionate about is the role of religion that it plays in the political sphere. The church shouldn't be an extension of the government, and the government shouldn't encroach upon the rights of the church. However, both spheres should interact with each other while respecting the boundaries of the other. I believe that God's kingdom is alive and at work on earth. It's through the work of the church by the power of the Spirit that God's kingdom manifests itself on earth. Whenever the second and third petitions are recited, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven," they aren't merely words. It's action. We can't achieve anything on our own, but God, through the Spirit, realizes this kingdom. After college, the road is unknown. My vocational discernment has led into different sectors, namely public policy and religion. Seminary continues to fit within that discernible plan, with an emphasis on advocacy. Before seminary, I anticipate taking a gap year through different avenues, John Lay Institute, Sojourners, and the ELCA. I'm a Lutheran because I accept God's unconditional love, and that there's nothing we can do to achieve salvation. This has been done for us through the power of the cross. I'm a Lutheran not solely by birth, but by choice. At confirmation, I made the promise to uphold my baptismal promises and to also fear and love God simultaneously.